This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. People in Jefferson County will no longer have to wear a face mask indoors starting Saturday. The county's Board of Health voted in a special meeting yesterday to change its mask requirements. The order was repealed almost a week earlier than originally planned. The new rules apply to students in Jefferson County schools too, but they'll still have to wear face coverings on school buses. A federal judge has restored endangered species protections for gray wolves. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, that shakes up Colorado's work to bring back the species.
Mike Phillips is a wolf expert who supported the 2020 reintroduction ballot initiative. He says the court decision means Colorado can no longer manage wolves on its own.
Colorado is now firmly connected to the federal hip.
The legal shift comes after wolves migrated into Colorado without human help. The state's led efforts to manage those animals. Earlier this week, it attached a tracking collar to a female wolf pup in Jackson County. That now could be seen as a violation of federal law. The state will also need federal permission to follow the ballot initiative and reintroduce the predators by 2024. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson says the agency has asked the federal government for guidance. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And the University of Colorado Boulder will welcome NBC News correspondent Tom Costello for its first in-person commencement speech in 2 years. Graduation ceremonies have been scaled back during the pandemic. Costello grew up in Centennial and graduated from CU with a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism in 1987. This is CPR News and KRCC. For Metro Denver and Colorado Springs, a cold front will drop temperatures today and very likely bring snow this afternoon and tonight.